Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
A little Noah Kahn remix?
There you go.
Who would have thought?
Thanks to our buddies, the Armentani Brothers, for letting us use the Phil's Clubhouse mix. I almost want to take off my shirt and pour champagne on you guys.
Yeah.
Listen to this music.
All right.
We get Chickies to organize that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Sure. If the Phillies win,
any champagne in here.
Do we do a shirt-off broadcast here?
No.
If the Phillies win the World Series?
Birthday suits?
Ten years ago, maybe, but not now. Yeah, not now. Not for me.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly for the Red October Rally. It is presented by Budweiser. Enjoy an ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Does it have to be the year?
Has to be.
215-592-9494. Now, Big Aaron was nervous because Jack was nervous yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Big Aaron, are you feeling differently today?
I wasn't nervous, man. I was just probing Jack to get his behind off the...
Whoa.
Listen, I ain't scared of nothing.
Did you say you were probing Jack's behind?
Wow.
I was probing him.
Taking his temperature?
Trying to get
his temperature?
Yeah, he needed his temperature check yesterday.
I'm back.
See,
I'm back.
I had to throw that back there. Now I'm back.
Yeah. Ah,
listen,
there you go.
I'm gonna go a different approach on this team because it's all lovely and you know, I'm gonna be real because I got called to sack yesterday by a couple people. But listen, they better win the World Series. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because
I seen when you got no hit in the World Series. Mm. I saw Topper do stupid, calling in stupid people to pitch. I saw all that. I saw y'all lose game 6 and 7 last year. Now, if y'all not embarrassed from that and come out here and kick some behind and sweep teams, that was sweet.
But you relax.
He's raising the bar.
Yeah, I don't want to hear all that. To who's pitching. I don't care who's pitching. Y'all better go ahead and hit. And if I don't talk for Harper, which all softball questions, why are you swinging at the strike zone?
Wow, stop, so you're accusing us of softball zone questions, DeBryce?
What do you want me to ask him? Yeah, playoffs start in 2 days. Buddy, I'll be a jerk in spring training. Not today.
Right, yeah, what are we talking about?
Your best buddy, Turner, y'all love swinging at the strike zone. Wait for a pitch y'all can hit. They was laughing at y'all last year. We gonna throw them anything. They gonna swing at it. This year, be disciplined. Hit a ball that's coming down the middle. Stop falling around trying to hit a ball. Playing hero baseball. I won a damn World Series, and I won it this year.
Wow.
I ain't scared of nobody. I would never be scared of nobody. I'm trying to help Jack out.
Okay.
I ain't scared enough.
I was going to say, you're sick. Yeah, I don't want you to.
No. Let me tell you what happened, Big A.
I'm sick now, too. Don't get me started.
Got some Robitussin in him.
No, it seems like he had a conversation with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got off the phone yesterday.
Man, but seriously, man, Popper needs to just.
We wanted to make
sound
the right.
Like, sound like you had an intervention please, after please. That phone
yeah,
call yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's. Hold on. Now,
you want sweeps.
I know. Big A. Where they
every game, 10 to nothing.
Fo. Just like Moses Malone said. I think the biggest thing I can ease your fear with Rob Thompson, because I think there's some Rob Thompson stress out there for people, is that there's not an obvious Kimbrel. Like, last year was like Kimbrel's a big thing.
Oh, Estevez.
He's the closest to it, but he's better than Kimbrel. I mean.
Come on.
Dude, Kimbrel was.
He better be better than Kimbrel.
Kimbrel was awful
okay.
last year.
All
so.
Right.
I just don't have that kind of Rob Thompson angst that I think a lot of people have.
You know, I feel Thank you for the call, Big A. It's good to hear that juice out.
Yeah, it's glad to have you back.
Yeah, we'd have you buck up.
The thing about Estevez that makes me feel bad is he genuinely seems like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He seems like a great
guy.
The
Dragon Ball Z celebration.
Hoffman told us he's a great guy. He actually is happy to be on a winning team, unlike some other players on the Angels who have opportunities to go play for winning teams and then decide not to.
By the way,
yeah,
loved Bryce's subtle shot at the Braves to open the...
Dude, how about that?
I'm like, well, I'm gonna ask him this question. I wonder if he's gonna take a shot.
He leaned into it
immediately.
Yeah. Well, he said, was it one team, a couple teams? Well, it really was one team.
One team. Yep.
Well, they better go out and take care of business. That's all I'm saying. They won't complain.
Well, at least they're not using it as an excuse.
No.
And I can accept, because you know what that says. They're going to have to accept the criticism that comes with it.
Yes.
Because we're not giving them an excuse.
No.
Are you kidding me? I don't want to hear about the rest.
You were too good.
They were too rusty. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear that.
No. So Rob Thompson did talk about they have not announced who the second starter is going to be. Rob Thompson talked about that decision. Here's what he said.
As far as that number two, game two starter, I guess what are the factors there? Obviously, with the way the schedule sets up, you know, whoever pitches game two could come back and throw a lot of innings in game five if there was one, and if you needed them to back up Wheeler. I guess what are all the factors you're going to be looking at?
Well, I think it depends on the team we're playing. I factor in the talk around town is Sanchi's home and road splits, so you got to factor that in. I mean, he's just so much better at home, plus the fact you can have the ability to break up the right-handed starters and you can break up the left-handed starters, and you know, you got a guy in Nola that can, he's calm and cool, it doesn't matter where he's pitching. So I think a lot of those things are in play, and they're things to have a conversation about and try and come up with a collective decision.
Sanchez is going to be the number two starter.
Correct.
You can hear it in his voice.
That's good.
You know, and
that makes everybody happy, right? That's what everybody wanted.
Yeah, well, and
but I think, Jack, just 1 second. I think what he's doing too, which is smart, is he is by starting Sanchez in game two and the way he talked about Nola is actually him saying that he is confident in Nola.
Yeah.
You know, that is the way he's presenting it. He's presenting it with what everybody sees, the home and road splits, and then he's saying, going into a tough environment, I want somebody, Nola can handle that. And I think him presenting it as, this puts you guys in situations that are better for both of you and better for the team is the right way to present it.
Well, you love the fact that he's not shying away from it.
He knows it's a real thing.
He doesn't say what he said without already having the conversation with the principals. Right? He's already talked to Nola about this.
Yeah.
So he's not – this isn't news to Nola by hearing it on the the scrum?
Press conference.
Yeah, press conference. So I love the fact that he felt comfortable enough to say that, because that says Nola is okay with it. This always hinged on Aaron Nola, whether or not he would be okay not pitching at home in game two. And as long as he doesn't have a problem with it, it makes the manager's decision a lot easier to do.
Well, and Fransky brought up earlier about Nola's road splits in the playoffs as well. That was all in 2022. He pitched only at home last year. So It's a bit of a small sample size. I just think
I'm not worried about Nola wherever he pitches.
I'm not really worried about it
either.
Yeah. Or you can look at it this way. No matter where he pitches at, you're going to be worried about Nola.
Exactly.
I mean, it's either way.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change for him.
He doesn't get the CBP bump. I think he's almost cold blood. Like, he doesn't really feel much emotion, that I don't think it matters road or home.
Yeah.
And the truth is that this is probably the only time you can set it up to make a decision like this, because once these guys start pitching, you know,
now it's the day's rest.
Yeah, and the day's rest is going to get shorter anyway. So once they start pitching, it's not something you're ever going to have to talk about again. I don't think it's really just these games.
The only counter would be if they get into the NLCS against the Dodgers, then you probably flip flop it. You put Nola back.
If you can.
Yeah, if you can.
Like, if you can. If this series goes five games, you might not be able to flip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. And then he also talked about, so when Dave Dombrowski traded for Austin Hayes, he said Austin Hayes was going to be the everyday left fielder, which I think we were all surprised by, especially because Austin Hayes splits are, he splits like a platoon guy. So here is Rob Thompson on Austin Hayes.
As far as Austin Hayes goes, I mean, obviously he's been off for a long period of time. Do you view him as, I guess, a more of a platoon guy going into the postseason, or do you think he could potentially play every day?
I think he can potentially play every day, to tell you the truth. His bat speed's back, his strength's back. He said he felt really good at running today, so that's the first time in a few days that he's felt that. So, you know, if he's swinging the bat the way we know he can, and I think his at-bats against right-hand pitching, the last couple of times he's had them have been better. He's a guy.
I can tell you who's not going to hit a home run at Citi Field specifically is Austin Hayes.
Hold on, man.
As long as he hits a double.
I'm good with a double. Yeah. I'll go with a double. Yeah, I don't know, man. I've barely seen the guy play since he's been here. And I guess I just trust him on it. It's not the decision I would make based on what I've seen from Hayes so far, but
sure.
They, you know.
Well, so you would platoon him is what you're saying?
I would.
Or yeah. Would you just start someone else there and pinch hit him?
No. I would.
So you would play him, but you would just play him against lefties?
I would just, honestly, I would play Rojas more and platoon. Like, I don't mind playing Rojas.
But it's Marsh is the one who's going to be not playing, right?
Unless he plays in center field.
Right. That's the, but I. They were platooning Rojas and Marsh to an extent in center field. That's what he could move it to, have Austin Hayes play every game.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting is what they do if they face the Brewers. The Brewers don't have a lefty starter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they only have righties. Does Austin Hayes still start in those situations? Now, what the Brewers did in, I believe, all three games here, but I know in two of the games, is they started – they did the opener thing with Koenig, who was one of their lefties out of the bullpen, to try to neutralize – both Bryce and Schwarber in the first inning. So I wonder if they do that again. It's the playoffs, and maybe not. I don't know. But that's something that's going to be interesting about the Hayes situation. They're facing probably only righties if the Brewers win.
215-592-9494. Drew and Maniunk, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Drew.
What up, Drew?
You know, I don't think this has to be the year. Earlier you were talking about...
Come on, Drew!
Come on. Listen to me. You said earlier, you said, you know, Turner and Harper are going to be around next year, but you don't know about Stott and Bohm. Stott and Bohm are the only guys who are going to continue to get better. You know, the young guys. You can't throw away this whole season just because of one postseason.
What about Casty? What about Casty, JT?
I'll get there. the Phillies have made the playoffs what, 17 times in 140 years. I feel like you got to listen to the leaders of the team, like, and go what they say. I do think a guy like Cassie can be phased out for Aiden Miller. I feel like you got to teach him outfielder so you can keep the infield intact. But this is the
love
best.
Well, only reason why I said that, and listen, I think Bohm should be your third baseman moving forward. But if they are, let's say, worst case scenario, they lose in this first round, there's going to be so much anger and frustration around this team and wanting some sort of change. You can't come back with the same roster next year. And quite frankly, as much as we love Stott over there at second base, he may just be a great defensive second baseman and not a great major league hitter. Like, that may be the case. So he's not somebody that's untouchable.
Well, they're platooning him in the playoffs.
Yeah,
basically.
So when you look at some of these guys, I think when you win, it's more likely these guys stick around.
Yep.
When you lose for a third straight year, when the owner is openly and publicly saying, go get his trophy back, I don't think he's going to sit on his hands after the season. So there's going to be changes if they don't win.
I think part of the reason you're platooning a guy like Stott with Sosa is because you have a guy like Sosa who's such a valuable gadget guy.
Mm-hmm. You tell me,
well, but he's been a valuable gadget guy the last
3 years.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been here for 2 years.
The reason they're platooning him is because Stott has not hit well enough this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Now, the players have bad years. It doesn't mean that Stott is going to be a 240 hitter for the rest of it. Thank you for the call, Drew. It doesn't mean that Stott's going to be a 240 hitter for the rest of his career, but you don't get platooned in the playoffs as an everyday player when just because you happen to have a good guy on the bench.
And listen, nobody is foreshadowing injuries or what have you. But who's to say when something happens to Zach Wheeler's arm or Aaron Nola?
Sure.
Who Aaron Nola, who's pitched the most innings in baseball since he came into baseball.
They both pitched essentially 200 innings. Yeah. Nola didn't get there.
So
but
you
Wheeler
just
did.
Don't know. You can't say automatically next year. And I'm glad we said this because we brought up the Eagles. And, Jack, you remember this. I can't remember what side of the fence you were on. I think were me and you aligned with the whole – this is going to hurt worse than people think it is. And
oh, after they lost the
after
Super
they
Bowl?
Lost to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody – it was an eerie feeling of nobody was upset or outraged because Jalen had played so well. Everybody thought, well, this is what it's going to be every year. And I'm like, you don't get opportunities to win the Super Bowl like this. And we may have lost a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl. Who knows when we're going to get another opportunity to win one.
And I don't want 2022 to be the big missed opportunity.
Right.
Because same thing happened with the Phillies. The Phillies were in the World Series. They're up 2-1 in the World Series, and they couldn't close it out. I don't want that to be the crowning achievement.
Yes.
If they lose early, and I know it's pep rally day, and we don't want to talk about them losing early, that's where the Soto thing becomes more and more heightened, and it turns into a T.O. in 04 situation.
You almost need something like that.
Let me tell you something. I do not care what happens in this offseason. I want Juan Soto next year.
Juan Soto or a World Series, Spike. You can only choose one.
Oh, I take a World Series.
All right, good. Yeah, sure.
But the answer
is just making sure.
The answer is both. The correct
we're just,
answer
just making sure. That's
the,
all.
The correct answer is both.
Could you imagine they get both?
Oh, real. Another thing.
You sound like Shannon Sharp right there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I don't know that it's
Michelle. Nothing.
I think you could make the argument that it's more likely you get Soto if you win the World Series.
Yeah. Could be.
You know, I think it raises the profile of the
definitely
team.
Definitely raises the profile.
And especially when you're trying to take a player from the Yankees. I know we joke about me and the Yankees thing, but there is a prestige to playing for the New York Yankees.
Of course there is, yes.
So when you're trying to get a player to leave that prestige, well, I think in a lot of ways that it increases the chances of the Phillies getting Juan Soto if they were to win a World Series. Now, Middleton still has to pay whatever the price is.
Right.
But I think if all things being equal, if you have a team, if the money is equal, you have a team that just won the World Series, I think there might be a better chance of even getting Soto. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, Rios?
What's going on? Look, check it out. Just call real quick. First of all, I see Jack got rid of his yoga pants and his twinkle toe slippers and stuff, huh? So
I woke up, Rios. Yeah. I put on my big boy pants today, one leg at a time.
You got some Tims on?
I got my Tims on, Auburn.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Phillies win it. Yo.
Blood on the grass.
Phillies are winning the World Series. Matter of fact, dog, step on somebody's face and make them taste their damn freaking blood,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, where's right? Tucker?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, look, first, I just want to talk, like, y'all heard, so that was John Middleton today, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is a freaking owner. Talk about choking up, the way he feels, what he's doing. Let me tell you something, man. There's no way you cannot want to run through a freaking wall, want to win this freaking championship for this freaking owner. You know what I mean? There is no freaking way that should have choked up the rest of the damn Phillies. Like, yo, I'm going to start smacking the bats on these walls. I'm going to start hitting people with these bats or whatever the freak it is. Let me tell y'all something, gentlemen. Great interview, you know what I mean, with Bryce. It was cute. You know what I mean? Sound like a hugging session.
Well, a little slap and tickle.
Feeling good right now.
Yeah, it was a little hugging session, but let me tell you something, especially you, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Remember when the Phillies was crapping the bed and then you were snapping?
Yep.
I was snapping with you.
Yep.
Did you notice how maybe some people probably was listening? It kind of started taking a turn over where after we were snapping, like, okay, y'all getting y'all crap together, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I'm telling you, man. Bloody October ain't freaking hugging October. Damn it. Dog, stay on the freaking bass.
Yeah, stay on Bryce's throat.
Let me tell you. What?
Wait a minute. Jack, you would have been so mad at me. If I was hard on Bryce when he called.
Just kidding.
No, I would have been mad at you.
Okay, yes.
My teams are on.
I'm a professional.
No, you did a great job.
Okay, I get it.
Check it out, gentlemen. You're being professional. I get it. Yes. This is what I'm saying as a, on a professional state, as us winning, as us setting 94.1 all the way up to the freaking top always for this with this damn championship. We got to stay on their asses. Balls. All right? Stay on it. That man is the freaking face of the Phillies, the leader. I love Bryce, I do, and I really want him to win. But I really want him so freaking uncomfortable that he's mad at breakfast, he's mad at lunch, he's mad at dinner. He's just mad, period. He's excited that Saturday at 4:08 that he got a game to play and going in the park. But he's mad. He's mad to the point where either he makes somebody bleed and they taste their blood, or he just run his face into a wall and tasting his own blood and embracing that. Sitting in the damn locker room where guys coming up to him. He like, not now, gentlemen. I'll give y'all my speech. I'll give y'all my talk in a minute, but not freaking now. So his team could see like, yo, this dude has turned dark. He has to turn dark. He got to go to a dark place. You can't go home, be comfortable, be get in your bed. I have this nice house. I got all this money. No. He has to go 0-30. Not 30 as 3-0. Dirty as get your ass in the freaking mud. So stay on top of it, gentlemen. Y'all have a mission. Y'all the radio station. Y'all got the voice out there that gets to them, that gets to these guys, that gets to these suckers who wearing twinkle toes and maybe get their asses out of the city so we can get some men in there who wants to damn do their thing on a football field, baseball field, basketball court, or in the hockey rink. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Y'all have a freaking mission. And don't forget y'all mission. He's a professional and y'all a professional. Stop with the hugging. Ain't no time for hugging with Bryce because right now, what the hell happened? Y'all like, this is the chance. It has to happen now. I'm saying it. What y'all put it up with the damn question, whatever. They had to win it. It's now freaking never. Bryce needs this. He knows he needs this. So make sure his ass goes freaking dark. No hugging. Ain't hugging October. October for a reason. Halloween comes in October. There's a reason why I want you to shake the freaking head ball so you can set a trend for Bryce to maybe shave his head ball and get rid of that damn dancing on my own hair that he got. Because check it out. And Ike, you can appreciate this. If Bryce goes bald, you already know what's coming out, what song coming out. Throw your guns in the air. Fuck, like you just don't care. I hate your bleeping guts, and I hope that you die. You know what time it is, man.
Right.
We need Bryce from that type of time. All that dancing and your girl getting taken. You can't win a championship on some sucker emotional, I need you. No, we're men. We're men. He has a beard. You got a beard. Get freaking bald, damn it. Punch yourself in the freaking mouth and taste it. Or taste somebody else's blood. I don't give a damn. Embrace it. Peace.
Yeah.
So Rio said he wanted Bryce Harper to make other people bleed. You can't do that in baseball. So I want, now that I've turned and I want the Mets, and I know there are people that are out there that are still scared.
Scared.
Yeah.
So I thought, what better way to make people realize how badly we need to beat them than to bring on one of the biggest Mets fans that I know.
And annoying.
And very annoying. So Sal Licata.
Might be his last time getting to speak of relevance.
Yes. Today. So
yes.
Joining us next will be of the WFAN Midday Show, Sal Licata. Sal loves to yell and scream and blah, 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 blah. But I know inside he's scared. And what I want you to do is feel what I feel when I think about beating these guys. And then I want you to turn on that. So Sal will join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Phillies baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser online at chickiesandpetes.com.
The Mets suck. Obviously, the Mets suck. But what sucks more is hackers. No one wants to deal with hackers, especially for local businesses. That's where Telesystem comes in. Phishing, malware, ransomware, and social engineering are words every employee should be familiar with in today's world of increasing cyber threats. Human error is the number one cause of data breaches, so Telesystem is making it their mission to educate businesses on current threats and how to prepare for and prevent cyber attacks. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Line drive hit the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate.
Yes! Yes!
Bills win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Viking Bills, who sweep the New York Mets. Wow. Chase Utley delivers against Billy Wagner, and the Bills have swept this four-game series.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, one of the probably two biggest Met fans I know. One host, one half of the midday show at WFAN, Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney. Sal, how are we feeling, brother?
I'm kind of anxious. I wouldn't say I'm nervous or scared. I'm certainly not confident. I'm a little excited. I mean, it's what we want, but you know, I'm a little anxious going into Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, I was curious of that, like the mindset, because so many times over the last few months, the Mets have had a great second half of the year, but so many times over the last few months, it looked like the run was ending, and they found a way. And I was just, I guess I was wondering whether the thing in your gut was they'll find a way, or oh no, this is the other shoe dropping that I was waiting for.
I have not been waiting for the shoe to drop. Now, when they were 11 games under 500, like everybody else, I was like, this team is dead. They're an embarrassment. This is awful. But doing what they did, being the best team record-wise in baseball for an extended period, I never was waiting for the shoe to drop. I was believing what I was seeing, but also thinking that there was going to be an expiration point to what I believe to be an under-talented team. However, all the teams think the Phillies should have pulled away months ago. They didn't. I'm not scared of the Dodgers in the postseason. Milwaukee, please. Going in, I didn't think this was going to be a good matchup. Then after watching Game 1, I thought for sure I'm ready to get tickets to go to the NLDS in Philadelphia. And now I'm more, I need to just, no more predictions. So I honestly don't even have a gut feel. I'm excited. I'm more anxious and nervous. I mean, this is, you know, this is a tough spot. Win or go home. And if you win, you face the freaking Phillies, which I can't wait for that to be the case if they do get past the Brewers.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of hedging.
Yeah, sounds like you're scared, brother.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
I mean, I don't have a gut feel. Like,
yeah.
Develop a gut feel. We all have gut feels. Trust positive Tommy.
Yeah, no. I'm a positive Tommy. I was about to tweet him last night. Shut the F up and read the room. There's nothing positive about that one from last night. You want me to be confident with the Mets? I just can't. I'm not there with this team. I don't believe that they're, you know, I can't say with confidence that they're going to believe the way that I did in 2022. I believe in that team. Obviously, I was wrong back then. I didn't believe in this team to start the year, and they've proven me wrong for the good side of it. Now, I mean, if they play the Phillies, I'd be confident. I think if they get through tonight, I think they could be a World Series team. I just don't know about tonight. I hope they can tag us on the mound. You want to be confident about a Game 3 on the road against a team that's been better than them? I can't be. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you, is there a feeling amongst the fans, and maybe even with yourself, that it's, you're playing with house money? Right? Like you're in. A lot of people didn't expect them to get in. They got in. Is there a sense of we're playing with house money?
I thought going into the series, Ike, that was the case. Win or lose, you know, whatever. They didn't expect to make it this far. You're on the road for three games in Milwaukee. But after they won game one, there's no excuse. You cannot lose that. Think about this. The Mets, and this is why I can't be, like, happy about it. The Mets are the only team that has forced a Game 3 here. This is ridiculous. Everybody else, easy sweep, and they move on. And the Mets had an opportunity to do so, and they didn't. And now they got to put us in this predicament to have a Game 3. So, no, I would be ticked off if they lost this game. Now, maybe in a week or so, it's like, hey, okay, decent season. But being up one game in a best-of-three, put your foot on their throat and move on. And they're the only team that couldn't do it.
See, this is the Met fan I remember, because
this is real.
Yeah,
unlike Positive Tommy, who's fake.
Positive Tommy's a fraud. The I remember specifically the Mets fans for my time up there. The Mets fans and the Jets fans just always had this pit in their stomach that, you know, like this. This is never going to happen to us. So all of the boisterousness that I felt from Mets fans, you're expressing the feeling that I remember more than the boisterousness that I feel like I've seen as the Mets have been on the run, especially after the win on Monday.
I'm not overly negative like some others, but I am a realist. And just my real – put it this way. If I'm not coming on saying the Mets are going to win tonight, that should tell you all that needs to be said. In my gut, I just don't feel great about this team. Now, the one thing you could say is they've been resilient all year long. Every time they've been in the spot waiting for people to bury them, they come back. I look, if I had to pick the old, you know, Mike and the dog thing, gun to your head, my gut is not – I don't have a good feeling about this. But, I mean, it doesn't mean they can't do it. It's just that my gut, I keep down to – you know, I'll give you the reason. Pete Alonso, they moved him up. I would move him down or out. They move him up to the cleanup spot tonight. So watching him all year long, he's done nothing. I just ultimately looking at their lineup, looking at their bullpen, looking at their pitching, I don't have a good gut feel.
Yeah, that bullpen is my biggest question mark about the Mets. They keep pitching Phil Maton in huge spots, which seems
I mean, he's
their
second best arm. It's why I was yelling and screaming for them to do something more at the deadline. All right, you want to be taken seriously and not just make the playoffs and get in and have a chance? Go do something. Get an ace. Go get a top reliever. And this is what they came up with. And eventually, they're going to get what they deserve. So they've been a great story. They are resilient. They have battled. They do have some potential. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how they made it this far with that bullpen. And then last night, they're trying to go four innings with a crappy bullpen and survive. There's no way that one-run lead was going to hold up. So, no, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I talk to you guys, and plus you're playing that damn Chase Utley highlight, now I'm getting picked off. I am angry with the Mets.
We're being strategic. Sal Licata with us from WFAN. Sal, one of the biggest Met fans I know. So we've been talking a lot. You mentioned it. If they get past Milwaukee, it is Philly versus New York. I'll be honest with you, people here, and we had a whole show about it yesterday, people are here a little bit worried about the Mets, to be quite honest with you.
Here's why. First of all, they've never met before in the playoffs, which is actually hard to believe. But the Mets have things that you don't want to face if you're the Phillies, knowing you're the better team going in. The Mets just beat the Phillies 3 out of 4 recently, so they have that confidence. The division rival, it's a shorter series. There are too many factors there. Well, if I were the Phillies, I wouldn't want the Mets either. You don't want this smoke.
No. Oh, see, this is why I want
the
smoke.
You don't want
this
smoke.
This is why I want the smoke, yeah. Sal. I do want the smoke.
But this is fake.
This is exactly why I do want the smoke.
No, you don't. You don't. Because you would. I was actually saying today on the show, I would rather lose tonight than lose to the Phillies. Just like you would rather.
See,
you know what? Take
that's
a
why
the
we
Brewers.
Need the Mets.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to the Mets, though. That is you. Especially as the top seed, and you're going to have all the, you know, the Phillies should be the team to be, and all that nonsense. If Mets take them down, the little underdog six-seeded Mets that came out of nowhere take you down, you don't want that on your resume.
So, Sal, a lot of Met fans at WFAN, I count you, positive Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, Anthony Gallo, Manny the annoying part-time producer, Joe Beningo, Gio, Boomer, they don't say they are, but I think they are. Who would you say that ranks number one as the most irritating Met fan at WFAN, you being a Met fan?
Ooh, I mean, I think positive Tommy's getting up there. Like, last night especially. the positive stuff and the gimmick that he's pulling, whatever, that's fine. Last night, where every Met fan wanted to put their fist through a wall, and you got Tommy, positive Tommy, I will lead us. Shut up. So he has become that. I think it's either him or Evan who scores the games left around with that scorebook. We want to smack him upside the head with that thing on occasion. Those two will probably be the leaders in the clubhouse for me.
So Sal is also a very big Knicks fan who I'm sure at some point was fearing the day that they would trade for Karl Anthony Towns. Have you talked yourself into it yet?
What do you mean talk myself into it? I love this. I'd rather
he's a loser. He's a loser.
Yeah. Wait a second, you rip Julius Randle left and right, so they dump Randle and they get Karl Anthony Towns, who fits perfectly. I mean,
loser for loser.
Come on.
Loser for loser, that's what you got there. Well,
yeah,
so,
but at least this loser then fits better for what they need. They needed a big who could stretch the floor. Look, you could say what you want about the Mets and Phils. The Knicks already beat the Sixers, and the Knicks are better now than they were a year ago. Look at Paul George. Please.
Your best player is a 6-foot guard. And let me
so is ours.
And no, that's not true. And let me remind you, that the Knicks the last 2 years.
Oh, he's taking shots from inside.
Yeah, I know. He's a turncoat. I don't trust him at all. He's only a Phillies guy over there. And don't forget, the Knicks the last 2 years have also lost in the second round against teams they were favored over. So when you guys are throwing your parade, your first round win. Yeah, we won the first round parade around. And Jalen Brunson, I heard you idiot say, is the best Knick who ever lived.
Oh God.
Yeah,
seriously?
you guys are, it's Loserville USA up there right now.
Well, I'd still go Ewing myself, but Brunson is getting close to that. Hey, here's what I'll say about the Sixers. Maybe this will be the year.
Okay, get out of here. All right. Sal, if you guys win tonight.
When did you start liking baseball, Spike? What's going on here? All you do is tweet about games all summer. Why can't they? You're telling us not to talk about baseball. Now you love baseball.
No, I didn't.
Interesting.
No. This is not
true. Too much baseball talk.
No, this is not true. All right. There's context to this. I didn't tell them not to talk baseball. They were talking baseball in the, like, the Yankees sucked last year and the Mets sucked last year, and they're talking baseball on the football Tuesday.
Well, you didn't want them breaking down a bunt decision in the
seventh. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just trying to push you guys to be the best. And final thing, Sal, one of the things I always told Sal, and it's funny to look at it, is that nobody cares if you're right, but being wrong sometimes will make you more famous.
So, that's true.
So 2 years ago, Sal proclaimed the NL East is over. The Mets are going to win it. The Braves come back and win the NL East. Sal becomes the most famous Met fan in the world. Sal, in July this year, predicts the wild card is over and the Mets are in, and nobody cares.
No one gives a crap. You were exactly right. And you know how much crap I took for that tweet?
I know.
And I was only joking the way that I said it. No, I did believe the Mets were like a legitimate team at that point, but clearly I thought it was a joke. They people were sending emails and hate and tweets and calling for my job, and then of course they make it, and it's like, oh yeah, who cares?
Yep. Nobody cares when you're right. All right, Sal, well, I want the Mets now, so I hope you losers win tonight, and I hope we get a matchup, and I hope we come up there next. I would love to bring the show over to 345 Hudson, and we can maybe celebrate in Citi Field.
Win. I want it. I want Philly bad. It would be great. So, yes, let's go Mets tonight. Hopefully it's Mets-Phil Saturday at 4:08.
There he is. Appreciate you, Sal. Sal Licata, host of the Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney Show middays at WFAN. So what I wanted to present to everyone, and here again, I want to compare this. So the Twitter question right now is, who do you hope wins tonight, Mets or Brewers? It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win. 94WIP.com/Mark's. They are scared of their own team. You know, we're sitting here worried about the Mets. All Sal's talking about is how the Mets aren't good enough. The bullpen's no good.
Yep.
Pete Alonso, who has been a Met his entire career, Sal wants to bench. He's the best power hitter the Mets have had in the last 30 years, and Sal wants to bench him. He's scared of the starter that's going tonight. He thinks the bullpen sucks. He doesn't like their first baseman. Like, you cannot be scared of that. They are the scared ones. The Mets fans are scared people. They know that it all ends in a loss. That is what they're waiting for. And to be afraid of them is pathetic. Well, we can't be afraid of them.
I totally agree. And the fact that he spewed all that about the series versus Milwaukee, but somehow his confidence grows if he's facing the Phillies.
Right.
So there's a blatant disrespect for who we are as a fan base and a team that they don't fear us, and they're saying we want the Phillies.
Yeah, the team that won the division end to end, basically. Yeah. And I look at this poll, and 80% of the fans want to play the Brewers. I ask this again. If we had this choice in football, and it was you can play the Packers in the playoffs, or you can play the Cowboys, every single one of us would want the Cowboys.
I would say the Cowboys.
Every single one
no
of us would
it.
Want the Cowboys. We cannot run from this. No. We have to embrace this. If we're going to be champions, we have to beat whoever's in front of us. And I can promise you, the blood that we would taste from Mets fans would feel better than anyone else's blood in the National League.
And see, he got my competitive juices going.
Yeah, you want to lose to that guy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he got my competitive juices going, and that's where the former player in you says, all right, you want a piece of me? All right, I'll give you a piece of
it. Yeah.
So that's why that makes me want the Mets even more.
Jack?
Go Brewers.
That makes me want the Mets even more.
What are we talking about?
I want the Mets.
Well, because I think the Brewers are a better team than the Mets.
I want positive Tommy. I want a eulogy for positive Tommy.
And here's the other thing, Jack, that I'll say. Not that you don't have good reason for wanting the Brewers, but there's something to thinking you have an easier path to victory that gets you hit right in the mouth. Like the idea that, oh, I'd rather play Milwaukee because I'm not afraid of them. So I'll fight them. I'll play them. That's where we take on the bully mentality, and now they're the David versus Goliath. Well, and then I worry about that aspect of it. At least with the Mets, it's viewed as a fair fight.
I just don't remember this in 2017 when the Jags were beating the Patriots. I don't remember people being like, yeah, bring me Belichick. And
it's different.
No, it's totally different.
Why is it different?
Because the
we lost Wentz at that point.
Well, it was I'm talking about in the NFC and AFC championship games. That was Jaguars versus the Patriots.
But you're talking about going up against Tom Brady and Bill
Belichick.
Oh, you
didn't hear people saying they want. I got what you said.
People want the Jags. Of course they want the Jags.
Yeah,
I want the Patriots, the easier path to a World Series.
But the Patriots have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. This Mets team snuck into the playoffs on the last day of the year.
But that's not really my point. My point is
he wanted the lesser competition.
I won a World Series. I don't care. It doesn't mean extra because I beat the Mets. In a perfect world, if they beat the Mets and win the World Series, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing parade and I'm streaking down Broad Street. All I care about is getting the World Series.
I hear what you're saying, and I totally hear what you're saying from that viewpoint. I do hear him. And beating the Jags for the Super Bowl, yes, it wouldn't have mattered to us. Great, we got our first championship. But you mean to tell me?
Oh, yeah.
If you had the choice and you were guaranteed a victory, you're telling me a victory over New England doesn't feel better than a victory over the Jags for the Super Bowl?
100%
agree. We have something over
them. It is, yes.
We have 40.
Yes. You're guaranteeing me a win over the Mets in a series, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. So, yes, the win versus the Patriots feels better. It makes for a greater story. It was a rematch of the Super Bowl.
We have 41-33 for the rest of our lives that we can say to a Patriots fan.
And to the Jags, yes, we would have won the Super Bowl, but we're not bragging to Jacksonville Jags fans that we beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we took Hugh and
215-592-9494. Bring us the Mets. Robin Delco. Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, Spike. Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Scaredy Cat. What's up, boys?
No longer scared.
Made the Wednesday show the Thursday show. No, he pivoted.
No, listen. Jack, if we have that parade, like, he's at the back. Jack's watching it from home. He's not allowed.
Right.
Oh, no, he'll be there.
And this is not – do you forget who I am? let's remember who I am here.
Listen, I want to start out with a comment, and then actually three quick comments. One, listen, guys like Jason Kelce, Bryce Harper, maybe not so much Embiid guys, I don't mind the pandering. I don't mind that they play up to the fans, because you know what? I think behind those motives, real fast, they want to be here. They love the fans. I don't think you're doing it to get us to go easy on them, you know, Ike, when they're struggling.
Nope.
I think those guys really, really do love here. So I don't mind the pandering. So that was something I just wanted to say real fast. Now,
Embiid used to pander.
I'm going to call it. Yeah.
I think he did again when he signed the contract. I think when you look at the comments about wanting to be here and wanting to spend his whole career here and wanting to win a championship here.
Right.
You know, the thing about Embiid is he actually doesn't say very much publicly all anymore.
I agree.
You
know? Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
That's all right. And two more quick things. One, I'm going to call like the Mets to the Russian in Rocky Four. All right, Jack, you ready? The Russian was unbeatable, right? He was so strong.
The Mets aren't unbeatable.
And Rocky's getting his head pounded and right for a couple rounds. What happens? Like, he lands a haymaker like the Brewers did last night. What happens when he got hit?
When he cut him, he said,
he cut him.
He bleeds.
He's human. And he bleeds.
Damn right. Apollo's manager, who now was Rocky, is like, look at him. He's a man. He's not a machine. They're not a machine, Jack. They got cut last night. They bleed like everybody else. They get scored upon like everybody else. They lose games like everybody else. So you know what, Jack? Get your big boy pants on. Don't be afraid of anybody. Doesn't mean we're going to win. Like, doesn't guarantee nothing. But you're not afraid or you're not worried about playing anybody. That's how I feel. They got cut last night, and they bleed like everybody else. So,
Jack, you want Big Aaron to take your temperature?
I mean, first of all, being
afraid
isn't even something I would associate with this city. And that's not me pandering.
No.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I really am. Like, being afraid, no, people being afraid to come here is something associated with the city. But the city being afraid of a fight? Come on, man.
When I see this poll, 80-20 Brewers. Come on.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
I just want the Brewers over the Mets.
I got to get these Philly fans. I got to get them together, man.
Grow up.
Don't worry.
Lou in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Benjamin's here, man.
Hey, man, listen, I was just down there. I was the one telling you thank you for my childhood. Thank you again.
Yes. Fritz, saw you.
Let me know. I invited you out for the Spartan race. Let me know when you get that. You ready to get that B.I.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I got a long way to go for I'm in shape for a Spartan race.
We'll get you there.
That'll get you out. That right there gets you. Yeah, all that out of there. You won't even be worried about anybody at that. And I want to finish that conversation I started to have with Spike in the middle of the break. I need the Mets. I need the Dodgers, and then I need the Yankees, right? And all them people, that 81%, that's them people that's down there from Chester with Fritz. That's fine. That's going on, right? Fritz, I love you. I love the top five and five, but your Philly car got pulled yesterday, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I had to get it all out
there. You can't be scared. Just like Ike saying right now, we cannot be scared of these dudes. They, first of all, they right in the backyard. They right in the front yard because they up north. They're only but an hour and a half away. And we got to stop letting them get all these damn tickets, man. We got to do something about that. And if we can beat the Mets, then beat the Yankees, the Dodgers, then the Yankees, we can have that parade from Broad Street straight up I-95 North right into New York. And let them know what's going on.
Again, it would be awesome if they beat the Mets. I just would rather play the Brewers.
And the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Oh, we're not afraid.
We switched to the Padres, though. I don't want to go to L.A. anymore.
Yeah, I'd much rather go to San Diego. No, honestly, personally.
I'd rather play the Dodgers and the Padres.
I don't want to go to L.A. is the point.
It's no fun. There's too much traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want that smoke.
Hell no, and that's gun smoke.
No, I know.
Yeah.
and that guy,
that's from the Blicky, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Styles is like he sounds just like every other Mets fan. One minute they hot, next minute they don't want to play us, another minute they want to play us. Like you threw him the alley-oop with the cat. Man, Embiid gonna drive 40-20 on cat. That was the worst move they could have made. They think they doing something with that. Embiid, they forgot.
They woke up the monster, yeah.
Man, that's B baby Bill. That's Embiid baby in the league right there. If anybody, we know how we say he shies away from Jokic. He wakes up. He looks up for cat. So they just bought him. They gave us an easy 4 wins of the season for Embiid. You know what I'm saying? So let's get these guys out of here. Let them win tonight. Bring them on Saturday. We already know it's 4 o'clock both days. Let's get the CBB lit. And me bail him at the bank all over again, and let's get this going, man. Stop playing with me, Fritz. Come on, Fritz.
Come on, Fritz.
Like I know that you're going to break, Fritz.
All right.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
Grow up. Thank you for the call, Lou.
It's ridiculous.
We got 1 hour left in the show. We have changed to you got to want the Mets.
We got to want the Mets.
We
got to
want the Mets. Do you want the Mets or do you not want the Mets? 215-592-9494.
I will not
94.
Be openly rooting for the Mets.
No, I'm not going to root for them.
As a matter of fact, I got money on the Brewers.
Oh, yeah, you guys. In your, I got money on. Holy cow. You should
did I say
it.
Money?
Yeah, you did. No. You did. I'm not going to cheer for the Mets. I'm just saying
right.
I want
I know,
to
just,
beat
I'm with
them.
You. I'm with you.
215-592-9494. You want the Mets or you a coward?
A way to deflect off of this is not doesn't have to be the year to bring me the Mets.
Well, we're going to get a lot of juice out of that anyway. That's kind of like a smart topic. It's like a smart guy topic. Nobody really wants to be on my side on that.
Now,
I don't
now you're
that.
Getting to the Philly fan? Like, yeah. Hey, why bring me the Mets?
Not you. You're not pandering, are you?
Well, I might need to pander every once in a while.
You talked to Bryce one time.
Well, but also talking – talk. Well, I
by the way
– yeah.
Beautiful moment. Hold on.
Yeah,
I know we got a minute.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, Fritz?
Oh,
well, it's a beautiful moment.
Would you choked up talking about Bryce?
I do want him to win.
No, I'm talking about you. Actually, that was a beautiful moment.
It was real.
It
was real. I
didn't know you had emotions.
I shut up, idiot. I truly, I've said it a bunch of times when I've been critical of him. There are players that have been here that I do not like.
Yeah.
That rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think you don't like Bryce.
No, Bryce is not one of those.
Yeah. You want to get the best out of Bryce.
Well, I am.
One's going to hold him accountable.
I was disappointed at times when I felt like the guy who was the best player on the team did not port forth the kind of play that I thought the team needed from him and the example he needed to set and all those things. And I don't take any of those things back.
And you should.
I want him to complete this here. I want him. And I think the story for him, too, of leaving D.C., a place that he was the chosen one there, and they were happy when he left. He needs, for his legacy, not only to have a title, but to show that they were wrong.
Yeah.
And to show that he's not just a great player, but he's a winner, too. And you need a title for that.
Yeah.
You do. You need a title for
that. Jack's never going to criticize him. I certainly am reluctant to criticize him. And so we need somebody like you that speaks for a lot of people who will want to hold him accountable for things. And I don't think it's a bad thing. And quite frankly, if he heard it, I don't think he thinks it's a bad thing.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
He came on the show again. That was Jack's big fear. There he is.
Well, it's one thing if you're being unfair with criticism.
Yes. I don't think I was being unfair ever.
Nope.
All right, coming up next is everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5 of 5. Jack, what do we have lined up for the people?
X-Factors.
Ooh.
Heading into the postseason.
X-Factors. Is that
Ball talk.
Is that a sports Top 5
of
5?
It is
sports
Top 5.
Whoa.
I know. It's playoff mode.
Jack's shifting into playoff mode.
Yeah.
All right, Red October, Jack. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Line drive hit the right field. Gucci, the throw to the plate.
Yes!
Bills win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Fighting Bills, who sweep the New York Mets. Wow. Chase Utley delivers against Billy Wagner. The Bills have swept this four-game series.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, one of the probably two biggest Met fans I know. One host, one half of the midday show at WFAN, Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney. Sal, how are we feeling, brother?
I'm kind of anxious. I wouldn't say I'm nervous or scared. I'm certainly not confident. I'm a little excited. I mean, it's what we want, but I'm a little anxious going into Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, I was curious of that, like the mindset, because so many times over the last few months, the Mets have had a great second half of the year, but so many times over the last few months, it looked like the run was ending, and they found a way. And I guess I was wondering whether the thing in your gut was they'll find a way, or oh no, this is the other shoe dropping that I was waiting for.
I have not been waiting for the shoe to drop. Now, when they were 11 games under 500, like everybody else, I was like, this team is dead. They're an embarrassment. This is awful. But doing what they did, being the best team record-wise in baseball for an extended period, I never was waiting for the shoe to drop. I was believing what I was seeing, but also thinking that there was going to be an expiration point to what I believe to be an under-talented team. However, all the teams think the Phillies should have pulled away months ago. They didn't. I'm not scared of the Dodgers in the postseason. Milwaukee, please. Going in, I didn't think this was going to be a good matchup. Then after watching Game 1, I thought for sure I'm ready to get tickets to go to the NLDS in Philadelphia. And now I'm more, I need to just, no more predictions. So I honestly don't even have a gut feel. I'm excited. I'm more anxious and nervous. I mean, this is a tough spot. Win or go home. And if you win, you face the freaking Phillies, which I can't wait for that to be the case if they do get past the Brewers.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of hedging.
Sounds like you're scared, brother.
Yeah, if
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
I don't have a gut feel. Like,
yeah.
Develop a gut feel. We all have gut feels. Trust positive Tommy.
No. I'm a positive Tommy. I was about to tweet him last night. Shut the F up and read the room. There's nothing positive about that one from last night. You want me to be confident with the Mets? I just can't. I'm not there with this team. I don't believe that they're, I can't say it with confidence that they're going to believe the way that I did in 2022. I believe in that team. Obviously, I was wrong back then. I didn't believe in this team to start the year, and they've proven me wrong for the good side of it. Now, I mean, if they play the Phillies, I'd be confident. I think if they get through tonight, I think they could be a World Series team. I just don't know about tonight. I hope they can tag us on the mat. You want to be confident about a Game 3 on the road against a team that's been better than them? I can't be. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you, is there a feeling amongst the fans, and maybe even with yourself, that you're playing with house money? right? Like you're in. A lot of people didn't expect them to get in. They got in. Is there a sense of we're playing with house money?
I thought going into the series, Ike, that was the case. Win or lose, you know, whatever. They didn't expect to make it this far. You're on the road for three games in Milwaukee. But after they won game one, there's no excuse. You cannot lose that. Think about this. The Mets, and this is why I can't be, like, happy about it. The Mets are the only team that has forced a game three here. This is ridiculous. Everybody else, easy sweep, and they move on. And the Mets had an opportunity to do so, and they didn't. And now they got to put us in this predicament to have a game three. So, no, I would be ticked off if they lost this game. Now, maybe in a week or so, it's like, hey, okay, decent season. But being up one game in a best of three, put your foot on their throat and move on. And they're the only team that couldn't do it.
See, this is the Met fan I remember, because
this is real.
Yeah,
so, I'm like Positive Tommy, who's fake.
Positive Tommy's a fraud. The I remember specifically the Mets fans from my time up there. The Mets fans and the Jets fans just always had this pit in their stomach that, you know, like this. This is never going to happen to us. So all of the boisterousness that I felt from Mets fans, you're expressing the feeling that I remember more than the boisterousness that I feel like I've seen as the Mets have been on the run, especially after the win on Monday.
I'm not overly negative some others, but I am a realist. And just my real – put it this way. If I'm not coming on saying the Mets are going to win tonight, that should tell you all that needs to be said. In my gut, I just don't feel great about this team. Now, the one thing you could say is they've been resilient all year long. Every time they've been in the spot waiting for people to bury them, they come back. I look, if I had to pick the old, you know, Mike and the dog thing, gun to your head, my gut is not, I don't have a good feeling about this. But, I mean, it doesn't mean they can't do it. It's just that my gut, I keep down to, you know, I'll give it a reason. Pete Alonso, they moved him up. I would move him down or out. They move him up to the cleanup spot tonight. So watching him all year long, he's done nothing. I just ultimately looking at their lineup, looking at their bullpen, looking at their pitching, I don't have a good gut feel.
Yeah, that bullpen is my biggest question mark about the Mets. They keep pitching Phil Maton in huge spots, which seems
insane.
He's their
second best arm. It's why I was yelling and screaming for them to do something more at the deadline. All right, you want to be taken seriously and not just make the playoffs and get in and have a chance? Go do something. Get an ace. Go get a top reliever. And this is what they came up with. And eventually, they're going to get what they deserve. So they've been a great story. They are resilient. They have battled. They do have some potential. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how they made it this far with that bullpen. And then last night, they're trying to go four innings with a crappy bullpen and survive. There's no way that one-run lead was going to hold up. So, no, I mean, the more I think about it, the more I talk to you guys, and plus you're playing that damn Chase Utley highlight, now I'm getting ticked off. I am angry with the Mets.
We're being strategic. Sal Licata with us from WFAN. Sal, one of the biggest Met fans I know. So we've been talking a lot. You mentioned it. If they get past Milwaukee, it is Philly versus New York. I'll be honest with you, people here, and we had a whole show about it yesterday, people are here a little bit worried about the Mets, to be quite honest with you.
Here's why. Here's why. First of all, they've never met before in the playoffs, which is actually hard to believe. But the Mets have things that you don't want to face if you're the Phillies, knowing you're the better team going in. The Mets just beat the Phillies 3 out of 4 recently, so they have that confidence. The division rival, it's a shorter series. There are too many factors there. Well, if I were the Phillies, I wouldn't want the Mets either. You don't want this smoke.
No.
See, this is why I want the smoke.
You don't want
this
smoke.
This is why I want the smoke, Sal. I do want the smoke.
But this is fake.
This
it's
is exactly
bluster.
Why I do want the smoke.
No, you don't. You don't. Because you would. I was actually saying today on the show, I would rather lose tonight than lose to the Phillies. Just like you would rather.
See,
like, you know what? You take
that's why we
the
need the Mets.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to the Mets, though. That is you. Especially as a top seed, and you're going to have all the, you know, the Phillies should be the team to be, and all that nonsense. If Mets take them down, the little underdog six-seeded Mets that came out of nowhere take you down, you don't want that on your resume.
So, Sal, a lot of Met fans at WFAN, I count you, Positive Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, Anthony Gallo, Manny the annoying part-time producer, Joe Beningo, Gio, Boomer, they don't say they are, but I think they are. Who would you say that ranks number one as the most irritating Met fan at WFAN, you being a Met fan?
Ooh. I mean, I think positive Tommy's getting up there. Like, last night especially. That the positive stuff and the gimmick that he's pulling, whatever, that's fine. Last night, where every Met fan wanted to put their fist through a wall, and you got Tommy, positive Tommy, I will lead us. Shut up. So he has become that. I think it's either him or Evan who scores the games left or right with that scorebook. We want to smack him upside the head with that thing on occasion. Those two will probably be the leaders in the clubhouse for me.
So Sal is also a very big Knicks fan who I'm sure at some point was fearing the day that they would trade for Karl Anthony Towns. Have you talked yourself into it yet?
What do you mean talk myself into it? I love this. I'd rather
he's a loser. He's a loser.
Wait a second. You rip Julius Randle left and right, so they dump Randle and they get Karl Anthony Towns, who fits perfectly. I mean,
loser for loser.
Come on.
Loser for loser. That's what you got there. Well,
yeah,
so,
at least this loser then fits better for what they need. They needed a big who could stretch the floor. Look, you could say what you want about the Mets and Phils. The Knicks already beat the Sixers, and the Knicks are better now than they were a year ago. Look, Paul George, please.
Your best player is a 6-foot guard. And let me
so is ours.
And no, that's not true. And let me remind you that the Knicks the last 2 years...
Oh, he's taking shots from inside.
Yeah, I know. He's a turncoat. I don't trust him at all. He's only a Phillies guy over there. And don't forget, the Knicks the last 2 years have also lost in the second round against teams they were favored over. So when you guys are throwing your parade, your first round win. Yeah, we won the first round parade. And Jalen Brunson, I heard you idiots say, is the best Knick who ever lived.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
seriously?
you guys are... It's Loserville USA up there now.
I'd still go Ewing myself, but Brunson is getting close to that. Hey, here's what I'll say about the Sixers. Maybe this will be the year.
Okay, get out of here. All right. Sal, if you guys win tonight.
When did you start liking baseball, Spike? What's going on here? All you do is tweet about games all summer. Why can't baseball? You're telling us not to talk about baseball. Now you love baseball.
No, I didn't.
Interesting.
No. This is not true.
Too much baseball talk.
No, this is not true. All right. There's context to this. I didn't tell them not to talk baseball. They were talking baseball in the, like, the Yankees sucked last year and the Mets sucked last year, and they're talking baseball on the football Tuesday.
Well,
you didn't want
them breaking down a bunt decision in the
no,
seventh.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just trying to push you guys to be the best. And final thing, Sal, one of the things I always told Sal, and it's funny to look at it, is that nobody cares if you're right, but being wrong sometimes will make you more famous.
So, that's true.
So 2 years ago, Sal proclaimed the NL East is over. The Mets are going to win it. The Braves come back and win the NL East. Sal becomes the most famous Met fan in the world. Sal, in July this year, predicts the wild card is over and the Mets are in, and nobody cares.
No one gives a crap. You're exactly right. And you know how much crap I took for that tweet?
I know.
And I was only joking the way that I said it. No, I did believe the Mets were like a legitimate team at that point, but clearly I thought it was a joke. They people were sending emails and hate and tweets and calling for my job, and then of course they make it, and it's like, oh yeah, who cares?
Yep. Nobody cares when you're right. All right, Sal, well, I want the Mets now, so I hope you losers win tonight, and I hope we get a matchup, and I hope we come up there next. I would love to bring the show over to 345 Hudson, and we can maybe celebrate in Citi Field.
Win. I want it. I want Philly bad. It would be great. So, yes, let's go Mets tonight. Hopefully it's Mets-Phils Saturday at 4:08.
There he is. Appreciate you, Sal. Sal Licata, host of the Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney Show middays at WFAN. So what I wanted to present to everyone, and here again, I want to compare this. So the Twitter question right now is, who do you hope wins tonight, Mets or Brewers? It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win. 94WIP.com/Mark's. They are scared of their own team. You know, we're sitting here worried about the Mets. All Sal's talking about is how the Mets aren't good enough. The bullpen's no good.
Yep.
Pete Alonso, who has been a Met his entire career, Sal wants to bench. He's the best power hitter the Mets have had in the last 30 years, and Sal wants to bench him. He's scared of the starter that's going tonight. He thinks the bullpen sucks. He doesn't like their first baseman. Like, you cannot be scared of that. They are the scared ones. The Mets fans are scared people. They know that it all ends in a loss. That is what they're waiting for. And to be afraid of them is pathetic. Well, we can't be afraid of them.
I totally agree. And the fact that he spewed all that about the series versus Milwaukee but somehow his confidence grows if he's facing the Phillies.
Right.
So there's a blatant disrespect for who we are as a fan base and a team that they don't fear us, and they're saying, we want the Phillies.
Yeah, the team that won the division end-to-end, basically. Yeah. And I look at this poll, and 80% of the fans want to play the Brewers. I ask this again. If we had this choice in football, and it was you can play the Packers in the playoffs, or you can play the Cowboys, every single one of us would want the Cowboys.
I would say the Cowboys.
Every single one of us would want the Cowboys. We cannot run from this.
No.
We have to embrace this. If we're going to be champions, we have to beat whoever's in front of us. And I can promise you, the blood that we would taste from Mets fans would feel better than anyone else's blood in the National League.
And see, he got my competitive juices going.
Yeah, you want to lose to that guy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he got my competitive juices going, and that's where the former player in you says, "All right, you want a piece of me? All right, I'll give you a piece of
it."
So that's why that makes me want the Mets even more.
Jack,
go Brewers.
That makes me want the Mets
even more.
What are we talking about?
I want the Mets.
Well, because I think the Brewers are a better team than the Mets.
I want positive Tommy. I want a eulogy for positive Tommy.
And here's the other thing, Jack, that I'll say. Not that you don't have good reason for wanting the Brewers, but there's something to thinking you have an easier path to victory that gets you hit right in the mouth. Like the idea that, I'd rather play Milwaukee because I'm not afraid of them. So I'll fight them. I'll play them. That's where we take on the bully mentality, and now they're the David versus Goliath.
Well,
and then I worry about that aspect of it. At least with the Mets, it's viewed as a fair fight.
I just don't remember this in 2017 when the Jags were beating the Patriots. I don't remember people being like, yeah, bring me Belichick. And
it's different.
No, it's totally different.
Why is it different?
Because the
we lost Wentz at that point.
Well, it was I'm talking about in the NFC and AFC championship games. That was Jaguars versus the Patriots.
But you're talking about going up against Tom Brady and Bill
Belichick.
Oh, you're
saying, you didn't hear people saying they want. I got what you're saying.
People want the Jags. Of course they want the Jags.
Yeah,
I want the Patriots,
but the Patriots have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. This Mets team snuck into the playoffs in the last day of the year.
But that's not really my point. My point is
he wanted the lesser competition.
I won a World Series. I don't
care.
It doesn't mean extra because I beat the Mets. In a perfect world, if they beat the Mets and win the World Series, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing parade. I'm streaking down Broad Street. All I care about is getting the World Series.
I hear what you're saying, and I totally hear what you're saying from that viewpoint. I do hear him. And beating the Jags for the Super Bowl, yes, it wouldn't have mattered to us. Great, we got our first championship. But you mean to tell me?
Oh, yeah.
If you had the choice and you were guaranteed a victory, you're telling me a victory over New England doesn't feel better than a victory over the Jags for the Super Bowl?
100%.
We have something over
them. It is. Yes.
We have 40.
You're guaranteeing me a win over the Mets in a series, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. So, yes, the win versus the Patriots feels better. It makes for a greater story. It was a rematch of the Super Bowl.
We have 41-33 for the rest of our lives that we can say to a Patriots fan.
And to the Jags, yes, we would have won the Super Bowl, but we're not bragging to Jacksonville Jags fans that we beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we took Hugh and
215-592-9494. Bring us the Mets. Robin Delco. Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, Spike. Good afternoon, Ike. Good afternoon, Scaredy Cat. What's up, boys?
No longer scared.
Made the Wednesday show the Thursday show. No, he pivoted.
No, listen. Jack, if we have that parade, Ike, he's at the back. Jack's watching it from home. He's not allowed.
Right.
Oh, no, he'll be there.
And this is not – do you forget who I am? let's remember who I am here.
Listen, I want to start out with a comment, and then actually three quick comments. One, listen, guys like Jason Kelce, Bryce Harper, maybe not so much Embiid guys, I don't mind the pandering. I don't mind that they play up to the fans, because you know what? I think behind those motives, real fast, they want to be here. They love the fans. I don't think they're doing it to get us to go easy on them, you know, Ike, when they're struggling.
Nope.
I think those guys really, really do love here. So I don't mind the pandering. So that was something I just wanted to say real fast. Now,
Embiid used to pander.
I'm going to correlate. Yeah.
I think he did again when he signed the contract. I think when you look at the comments about wanting to be here and wanting to spend his whole career here and wanting to win a championship.
You're right.
You know, the thing about Embiid is he actually doesn't say very much publicly all anymore.
I agree.
You
know? Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
That's all right. And two more quick things. One, I'm going to correlate the Mets to the Russian in Rocky IV. All right, Jack, you ready? The Russian was unbeatable, right? He was so strong.
The Mets aren't unbeatable.
And Rocky's getting his head pounded in right for a couple rounds. What happens? Like, he lands a haymaker like the Brewers did last night. What happens when he got hit?
When he saw he cut him. Cut, right? He cut him. He said, ah.
He cut him.
He bleeds.
He's human. He bleeds.
Damn right. Apollo's manager, I mean, you know, who now was Rocky, is like, look at him. He's a man. He's not a machine. They're not a machine, Jack. They got cut last night. They bleed like everybody else. They get scored upon like everybody else. They lose games like everybody else. So you know what, Jack? Get your big boy pants on. Don't be afraid of anybody. Doesn't mean we're going to win. Like, doesn't guarantee nothing. But you're not afraid, or you're not worried about playing anybody. That's how I feel. They got cut last night, and they bleed like everybody else. So,
yeah, Jack, you want Big Aaron to take your temperature?
I mean, first of all, being afraid.
Thank you for the call, Rob.
Isn't even something I would associate with this city. And that's not me pandering.
No.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. I really am. Like, being afraid, people being afraid to come here is something associated with the city. But the city being afraid of a fight? Come on, man.
When I see this poll, 80-20 Brewers. Come on.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
I just want the Brewers over the Mets.
I got to get these Philly fans. I got to get them together, man.
Grow up.
Don't worry.
Lou in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Benyamin Means here, man.
Hey, man, listen, I was just down there. I was the one telling you thank you for my childhood. Thank you again.
Yes, Fritz, saw you.
I invited you out for the Spartan race. Let me know when you get that. You ready to get that?
Listen, I got a long way to go for I'm in shape for a Spartan race.
We'll get you there.
That'll get you out. That right there gets you. Yeah, all that out of there. You won't even worry about anybody at that. And I want to finish that conversation I started to have with Spike in the middle of the break. I need the Mets, I need the Dodgers, and then I need the Yankees, right? And all them people, that 81%, that's them people that's down there from Chester with Fritz. That's fine. That's going on, right? Fritz, I love you. I love the top 5-5, but your Philly car got pulled yesterday, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I had to get it all out
there. You can't be scared. Just like Ike's saying right now, we cannot be scared of these dudes. They, first of all, they right in the backyard. They right in the front yard because they up north. They only but an hour and a half away. And we got to stop letting them get all these damn tickets, man. We got to do something about that. And if we could beat the Mets, then beat the Dodgers, then the Yankees, we can have that parade from Broad Street straight up I-95 North right into New York. And let them know what's going on.
Again, it would be awesome if they beat the Mets. I just would rather play the Brewers.
And the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Oh, we're not afraid.
We switch to the Padres, though. I don't want to go to L.A. anymore.
Yeah, I'd much rather go to San Diego.
No,
honestly, personally.
I'd rather play the Dodgers than the Padres.
I don't want to go to L.A. is the point.
It's no fun. There's too much traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want that smoke.
Hell no, and that's gun smoke.
No, I know.
Yeah.
and that guy,
that's
Sal,
from the Blicky. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He sounds just like every other Mets fan. One minute they hot, next minute they don't want to play us. Another minute they want to play us. Like you threw in the alley-oop with the cat, man. Embiid gonna drive 40-20 on cat. That was the worst move they could have made. They think they doing something with that. Embiid, they forgot.
They woke up the monster. Yeah.
Man, that's B baby Bill. That's Embiid baby in the league right there. If anybody, we know how we say he shies away from Jokic. He wakes up. He looks up for cat. So they gave us an easy 4 wins a season for Embiid. You know what I'm saying? So let's get these guys out of here. Let them win tonight. Bring them on Saturday. We already know it's 4:00 both days. Let's get the CB feed lit and me bet them at the bank all over again. And let's get this going, man. Stop playing with me, Fritz. Come on, Fritz.
Come on,
like
Fritz.
I know that you're going to break, Fritz.
All right.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
Grow up. Thank you for the call, Lou.
It's ridiculous.
We got 1 hour left in the show. We have changed to you got to want the Mets.
We got to want the Mets.
We
got to
want the Mets. Do you want the Mets or do you not want the Mets? 215-592-9494.
I will not be openly rooting for the Mets.
No, I'm not going to root for them.
As a matter of fact, I got money on the Brewers.
Oh, yeah, you guys in your I got money on. Holy cow. You should
did I say
it.
Money?
Yeah, you did. No. You did. I'm not going to cheer for the Mets. I'm just saying
right.
I want
I know,
to
just,
beat
I'm with
them.
You. Yeah. I'm with you.
215-592-9494. You want the Mets or you a coward?
A way to deflect off of this is not, doesn't have to be the year to bring me the Mets.
Well, we're going to get a lot of juice out of that anyway. That's kind of like a smart topic. It's like a smart guy topic. Nobody really wants to be on my side on that.
Now,
I don't
now you're
that.
Getting to the Philly fan. Like, yeah. Hey, why bring me the Mets?
Not you. You're not pandering, are you?
Well, I might need to pander every once in a while.
You talked to Bryce one time.
Well, but also talking. By the way. Yeah.
Beautiful moment. Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
We got a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Fritz?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful moment.
Which you choked up talking about Bryce.
I do want him to win.
No, I'm talking about you actually. That was a beautiful moment.
It was real.
It was real.
I
didn't know you had emotions.
I shut up, idiot. I truly, I've said it a bunch of times. When I've been critical of him, there are players that have been here that I do not like.
Yeah.
That rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think you don't like
Bryce.
No, Bryce
is not one of those.
Yeah. You want to get the best out of Bryce.
Well, I am.
Well, he's going to hold him accountable.
I was disappointed at times when I felt like the guy who was the best player on the team did not put forth the kind of play that I thought the team needed from him and the example he needed to set and all those things. And I don't take any of those things back.
And you shouldn't.
I want him to complete this here. I want him, and I think the story for him too of leaving DC, a place that he was the chosen one there, and they were happy when he left. He needs for his legacy not only to have a title, but to show that they were wrong.
Yeah.
And to show that he's not just a great player, but he's a winner too. And you need a title for that.
Yeah.
You do. You need a title for
listen,
that.
Listen, Jack's never going to criticize him. I certainly am reluctant to criticize him. And so we need somebody like you that speaks for a lot of people who will want to hold him accountable for things. And so I don't think it's a bad thing. And quite frankly, if he heard it, I don't think he thinks it's a bad thing.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
He came on the show again. There was Jack's big fear. There he is.
Well, it's Bryce one thing if you're being unfair with criticism.
Yes. I don't think I was being unfair ever.
Nope.
All right, coming up next is everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5 of 5. Jack, what do we have lined up for the people?
X-Factors.
Ooh.
Heading into the postseason.
X-Factors. Is that
Ball talk.
Is that a sports Top 5
of
5?
It is
sports
Top 5.
Whoa.
I know. It's playoff mode.
Jack shifting into playoff mode.
Yeah.
All right, Red October, Jack. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.